stay with them once, that's it. You catch them older ones, they just will not look. I either jump out the tree or pass you once. Yeah, some of them I have had them to walk down. I was shooting one with a 22 rifle one night, and he just walked right down the tree by me. Every time I shoot, bow, I hit him. And he just come right down the tree. Right down by me, and I hit him and broke my rifle. Sure did.
He was coming after you?
No, just walking down the tree, getting out of there. Then he went on through the woods.
He got away?
Got away.
You didn't hit him?
No, missed. I was hitting him with the 22. But shooting them little shots. I was hitting them every time.
You couldn't kill them.
I was shooting way up the tree. He would walk way up that way on a limb. He tried to get out. Couldn't get out. And he said, I just go right down by him. So he come right down by me. And I had a single shot and I was shooting him. And then you could hear it hit him. And he walked right down the tree. And I had my light on. I had a battery light then. And I hit at him with it. With the rifle and missed him and hit it up against the tree. Broke my gun, too. That's the second time I broke a gun on one. I took a pump gun and knocked one offside the tree. Could have shot him offside that night. But I said, he's so close on him. I just hit him, and about that much of the gun hit the tree. Hit him and the tree. Knocked him down and broke my gun.
Did you ever go up a tree to get him?
Yeah. I killed one up a tree and shot him so dead he couldn't move.
Took your gun up with you?
Yeah, I actually had a gun up. I went sitting up waiting for deer that night. He had a gun. Have a string, long nylon string, rope, tied to the gun and gone up the tree. Then pull the gun up behind him.
Uh-huh.
I did that with a gun loaded. And didn't think about it till after I got up the tree. Had it hooked, that's why I had it hooked there, too.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, I know a man got to keep a white fella. He pulled it down on Shockey Wood. He would just pull the gun up and the gun went off. Shot it right from him. 30-06. Oh, dear.
Wasn't much left of him, was it?
No, well, you're a young boy.
Yeah. Was there a place where you could go in the water around here?
Yeah, plenty of them. There's more lakes than everything you ever seen. You go gig and we go gig them fish, them grunner fish. We had them geese go out there, two or three, four or five of us get out there and go to gigging, and they go to running, and fishing, or water be about that deep.
Yeah.
And you could see him running, we started running behind him, you know, throwing the gigs and keeping up a lot of racket. We gig fish.
I bet when that water came up, it left a lot of fish kind of stranded in here, didn't it?
It did. 27. It had been some just rained. Would have got too many good ditches put through on these farms and left water up in the fields. You know, it made hold. Like we get on our place where I'm down there, Mr. Adam, well, it would hold just a kind of a slough here.
Yeah.
Slough over there. Well,
no trees, just a...
Yeah, it'd be willow trees. Because he got a place down there now, got willow trees around him and he won't drain it or nothing. Well, I bet that thing got fish in it. Oh, well, he done got overflow the water, coming out of different ditches. Here's a place right back there. Since I moved out here, I went back there with a fella, and Mr. Clark bought all that land back there, about 3,000 acres. And it's Grassy Lake, where you cross Grassy Lake on I-20. And they done drained it. Well, his water rise up somehow or other. That water come back through here from somewhere and go back to Grassy Lake again. And I know fish, folks be out in there fishing, gigging, right back in this main field. You hear them say, well, the water done rose, I better go back here and some fish. They say them gonna go in the mud.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing out of nobody. Not about that mud, bitch.
Yeah.
But the fella told me to go down in the mud and say if it ever rained again, he'd come out.
Hmm. What did you boil water in?
Tea kiln. I got one of them out there.
Uh-huh.